Estevan. Lisa McCullough was browsing Kijiji when she noticed a lot of bunnies looking for new homes. She never really saw the appeal in rabbits, but they were cute critters. McCullough began to do some research on the fluffy critters, and down the rabbit hole she went when she came to realize they enjoy human company. They can be taught tricks, if one is patient, and they can be litter trained like a cat. McCullough now lives in Estevan but lived in Wawota with her dad and went to school there. She lived with her dad till the age of 15, and then her dad passed away and her world was turned upside down. From there she would live with her sister as she had custody until she was 16, and then with her mom. Shortly after that she would live in her car and people's couches for a year, and this is when she began to feel depressed and anxiety began. McCullough felt lost and confused without her dad, but he always told her if one has animals, they need to be looked after first. Over the years, McCullough has learned that animals helped her a great deal, and it started with her two dogs, Axel and Sadie. Birds are also a love for her, and she admits they are addicting. If she could have one of every color, she would. She has two green-cheeked conures named Loki and Lola, and two lovebirds who are named Bob and Kevin by her five-year-old daughter. A female cockatiel is named Diva, and Cotton is a 17-year-old cockatiel who came from Australia after his owner passed away. Her 20-year-old Senegal parrot named Daisy makes lots of cute noises and is being taught to talk. She loves her cuddles. "My birds are very social and affectionate, just like my bunnies," said McCullough. McCullough works in Beanfey at a pipe yard for Tenaris as a swamper, and has two daughters ages 14 and 5, along with a 9-year-old stepdaughter. Although her family and critters help a great deal with her depression and anxiety, she said her bunnies help the most. Honeybun is a lionhead mini Rex cross and the only one with ears that stand up. Arlo is a neutered male Holland Lop, and she said this bunny changed her life. McCullough was having an anxiety attack and went and laid on her bedroom floor. Arlo came over to her and licked her face, sniffed her tears, and stayed with her until the attack ended. He cuddled with her and made her feel better. She had two bunnies and was satisfied with that, until she found a baby Holland Lop that she could not resist and added the fluff ball to the family. "I cannot explain the way it feels to have such a vulnerable animal completely trust and love you that way," said McCullough. Her animals are not caged and all are litter trained. It is great coming home from work and having this herd greet her at the door. McCullough is grateful for an understanding family and a boyfriend that tolerate her animals. Everyone has their idea of what a pet should be, and McCullough feels that bunnies are the best.